Oh my god. Oh! Ugh! I got frustrated. I am frustrated. I just had this bad customer experience with Lowe's and it, you know, the big home improvement big box store, right? Had this bad customer experience with Lowe's. But if there's anything good that I can pull out of it, it's that there's a lesson that it has to teach for us as entrepreneurs. And so today I wanted to share that story. I wanted to share the lesson. And if you watch all the way till the end of this video, you'll also get the resolution. So if you want good customer experiences, tap that like button and we'll dive into today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so here's the thing. We've had a dishwasher problem for a little while now. It's been like leaking off and on. And there was just one seal that's easy to pull off and replace. And so I ordered that seal and I replaced it, except for the piece, this was for our old dishwasher, the piece that I got is actually like, it doesn't even fit the old dishwasher. And that wasn't even from Lowe's. So I gave up on the old dishwasher, especially after, I think it was Monday night, the dishwasher just started pouring water out of the bottom of it. And on Tuesday morning, first thing, we ordered a new dishwasher from Lowe's. And here's where the problems start. So when we checked out through the Lowe's website, it said, select your delivery time, a free delivery to your house, select your delivery time. Cool. I selected delivery between 8 a.m. and noon on Wednesday, which is yesterday. And so I'm just expecting the dishwasher to be dropped off between 8 and noon. I give them my cell phone number, so I'm going to get a text or something when it's going to be dropped off. And then, you know, waiting around 8 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock, whatever. And I'm doing my work. Like, I have a busy as heck day. And so I'm doing my work, and I am just waiting, you know, expecting some kind of text or call from the delivery people for Lowe's. Well, it's getting close to noon. And so I'm thinking, maybe I'll log in and check the website. I'll see what's up. I log in and it says that your order is being processed now. And that's strange. It also said that the dishwasher is supposed to be delivered between 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday. Okay, so it's about 11:30. It still says this is being processed, not shipped or anything like that. So it's like it hasn't left the store, right? And then 11:30 passes, 12 passes, one passes, two passes. Like, it's 2 in the afternoon, more than 2 hours late from the end of the delivery window. And I try to call Lowe's. Well, I try to call and I go through their whole phone tree thing. And basically, it tries to tell me the same info as the website. Finally, I try to get a hold of a person, and the phone just rings and rings and rings. And then it switches to hold music, like somebody picked me up and put me on hold immediately. And then I'm just waiting longer. And again, it was a busy day, so I'm like, what the heck? And I just hang up. Then, about 3:15 or so a little more than an hour later, still hadn't heard anything. So I tried the whole phone call thing again, trying to get a hold of someone at the local store. And it's the exact same scenario. Like, it rings for a while, it switches to hold music, and I'm waiting forever, and I can't wait forever. And so I hang up again. Finally, like 4:30 rolls around. So at this point, the dishwasher is about 5 hours late from the end of the delivery window that the website was saying. And it still said in process, not shipped or anything like that. And I'm like, I have to get a hold of someone before the end of the day. So I call Lowe's back and I wait 5 minutes, whatever, however long it takes to get a person on the line. And I explain what's going on. And the guy says, well, I'm not logged into my system. So just hold for a second. Puts me on hold. Not cool, dude. So I'm on hold for another, like, I don't know, like 4 minutes. And then somebody else gets on the line and says, hey, thanks for calling Lowe's. How can I help you? Ooh, this is not good. The first guy didn't pick back up. So I explain what's going on, and I explain that I was just put on hold by this guy. And the guy says, okay, I'll help you out. Just a sec. Puts me on hold. What the heck? What the heck? Right? Like, this is just, at this point, I'm pretty, like, I'm fuming. Number one, because it was a no-show for the delivery appointment, that expectation that they set. Number two, because if you're going to no-show, call, right? Like, if you're not going to be able to deliver as promised, make the call and say, hey, like, we can't, whatever happened, we can't make this delivery, and we need a reschedule or something like that. Okay. But then when I proactively reach out, and I have to reach out three times before I can actually get somebody on the phone, and I have to wait on hold forever. Now I've gone through two separate people who've put me on hold and abandoned me. Well, thankfully I was not on hold for very long. The second time it like rang through to someone else, to customer service. And I had to start off this conversation in a bad place, but I was also just very direct about it. I said, don't put me on hold. Don't put me on hold. Don't put me on hold. I've just had two people put me on hold and disappear, and somebody else picks up the phone. You're the third person who I'm on with. I need to speak to somebody and actually get a resolution on this. And so I tell my story again, and you know, she tries her best. It's clear she was in some position that like was not capable of really helping me. So she emails the delivery coordinator for the store, and this is Wednesday, mind you. She says the soonest we can get it delivered is Friday. The soonest appointment I can set for delivery is Friday. So let me schedule you for Friday. And I try to get her to schedule it for Thursday. And she's like, I can't schedule it for Thursday, but I'll email the delivery coordinator. I'll see if I can get it out on Thursday's load. But yeah, I can schedule Friday. And she even says she's going to ask the delivery coordinator to call by 9 a.m. this morning, Thursday. Well, as you can guess, so I did the best that I could in that call, right? As you can guess, the delivery coordinator did not call me by 9 a.m. on Thursday. And I wasn't really readily available to just pick up the phone and chase down the delivery coordinator by 9 a.m. So I turn around and I call the store at like 10:30 or so. And the delivery coordinator basically does everything to just kind of skirt responsibility for it. Oh, I don't know that person that you talked with in customer service last night. I don't even think that they work at the store. I think that they work at corporate. They can't help. They don't understand. It is scheduled to be delivered tomorrow, yada, yada. And I'm like, Lowe's the company set an expectation that I was going to get the dishwasher between 8 a.m. and noon. And they did not do anything to reach out when they weren't able to live up to that expectation, when they weren't able to fulfill the expectation that they set. You did not, as the delivery coordinator for the store, you did not reach out to me saying, hey, we can't deliver this today. Can we reschedule it? And like, that's not acceptable for me as a customer. And so I'm talking to her, I'm going back and forth. I even at one point have to tell her to stop interrupting me. Like, she tried to just refund the order. And I'm like, I don't want a refund. I want my dishwasher delivered. And this is the part where I'm going to pause. I'll tell you the resolution of the story in a second, but I want to talk about the lesson for entrepreneurs here. It's all about setting expectations and what that does for your customer experience. Southwest Airlines has one of the best, most highly rated customer experience scores in the airline industry consistently year after year. And yet the actual experience of flying on Southwest Airlines is like among the lowest as far as what you're getting on Southwest Airlines. Now, there are some really cool aspects to it. The flight attendants do performances sometimes and so on. But like, you don't even have a reserved seat, right? You just board as part of a group and get whatever best seat is available in that moment, etc. But they set that expectation and they deliver on the expectation that they set. That is a good customer experience. When you set an expectation and you do not meet the expectation that you set, that is a bad customer experience. The customer experience could be actually a better experience, right? By whatever metrics, where you're not meeting your original expectation that you set. But if the expectations are not met, that actually goes a long way to dictating the actual experience of that the customer has, right? Now, why is this so important for you as a business? You already have their money, right? Lowe's already has my money. Why is it important that they delight me with the delivery experience and at least meet expectations with the delivery experience? Simple. Because this sale is not the most important. This sale is not the most important sale. The next sale that they make to me is the most important sale. It's the most valuable sale because it indicates that I am continuing to be a customer in the future. On the same strip through town, there is a Lowe's, a Home Depot, and a Menards. All three options offer largely the same selection of products. The next decision that I make to purchase a major appliance or any other major like home improvement, you know, purchase, right? Am I going to choose Lowe's next time? I don't know, based on this customer experience. They might have lost that next sale and the next sale. I might favor Home Depot more or Menards more for the next purchase like this because Lowe's failed to live up to the expectations that they set for my customer experience. Okay. And this is huge because this, your lifetime value of your customers is by far much bigger than this sale, right? And a good customer can be worth 10, 20, 30, 50 times this sale, whatever this sale is. And so if they don't delight me on this and I don't make the next purchase from them, right? And maybe Home Depot delights me or Menards delights me or somebody else delights me that offers whatever these stores offer, then I might choose those other stores down the road. And they could be missing out on thousands, tens of thousands of dollars or more in revenue from me as a customer because of this. Now, I actually have a training called the Most Valuable Customer Strategy that's part of the BTMS Insiders library that does go into detail into like this step of the customer journey as well as all the steps of the customer journey and how improving these a little bit, even like having a delightful delivery experience, can dramatically increase the total revenue that you generate in your business. And that's in the Most Valuable Customer Strategy. I will include a link in the description with this episode to that. Let me tell you actually the resolution of this story. So after I spoke with that delivery coordinator, she's like, I don't know what we can do. We do have one person who drives a separate truck. The people that do the appliance deliveries, that's a whole separate business that we contract for this. And what I can do is I can see if this person would be available before the end of the day to do this delivery for you. And I have to give her credit that after give myself credit because I really had to be assertive and push for this. But give her credit because she actually did follow through on this. She did get a hold of this guy. It turned out he was not out on deliveries like she thought he was. And he was available to take the rental truck and bring the dishwasher to me. And he actually brought the dishwasher to me and dropped it off. So thankfully, it's a day late and it took 4 phone calls to the store and it took a whole lot of customer service headaches, but the dishwasher is delivered. Let's hope that there's not any additional issues with it as it goes in. Man, it should not take that. And the total tone of this customer experience is negative, that they failed to meet the customer my expectations that they set. And the thing is, like, if they had failed initially, but then really quickly been on it and been like, you know what, let's take responsibility for this. When I worked in customer service, I worked hard to like, something's not working. I'm going to take responsibility for fixing your issue because that's what I do in customer service. I like, the buck stops here, right? Like, that's actually, that phrase, you might recognize it as it was on a plaque on Harry Truman's desk when he was the president of the United States. And he's actually my great-grandma's cousin. So I have this, like, emotional connection to Harry Truman, and the buck stops here. And when I worked in customer service, I was like, yeah, like, the buck stops here in customer service. I am going to help you figure out whatever is going on, right? And nobody was doing that at Lowe's. And, like, it wasn't until I pushed hard, even for the delivery coordinator whose job it is to make sure things are delivered on time, I had to push hard to get her to say, okay, we'll try and get it delivered today. But even then, at the end of that phone call, she's like, I can't promise it's going to be delivered today, until she figured out that he was in the store and he could help out. So it was frustrating because I really had to push to, like, I don't know, like, they just didn't meet their expectations that they had initially set with me as the customer. And so the customer experience was not great, even though I got the product in the end. So that's the resolution. Let me know in the comments below, you know, have you ever had customer service issues? Did you have to work this hard to get them resolved? You know, what was your experience like? Also, is this a valuable lesson? Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10. How valuable is this lesson and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How might this impact the way that you do customer service and run your own business and make sure that you are meeting and exceeding customer expectations? We can't always get it right. We don't always get it right. I know I don't always get it right, but I try. And especially if I am made aware of a situation where I did not meet customer expectations, I will figure out how to make it right, whatever that's going to end up taking, right? Okay, so leave that comment below and tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com where you get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And I'll include a link to the most valuable customer strategy in the BTMS Insiders training library as well in the description with this episode. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.